Every Tuesday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, we catch up with Muswellbrook Shire Council Mayor Steve Reynolds. He's on the road this morning. That's not going to stop us. Steve, how are you, mate? How was your long weekend?
Yeah, no, fantastic. Been around to a variety of events and due to family commitments in Sydney for a little bit. But, mate, look, you know, it's been enjoyable to spend some time with the family, everyone together.
Great to have something that we can all come together as a family unit.
Oh, mate, and like I said, it's one thing that I'm big on, it's family-free events. And, you know, you and I have spoken about it in the past, Bear. I think it's the one thing that this community wants. I was out at the Merriwell Festival of Fleeces on the weekend. Fantastic. Well done to the Merriwell community. I think that's the 20th year I've been there. So, you know, it takes me back to the nostalgia days with Muswellbrook, and I've been big with the push with the general manager and staff that we need to look at the springtime parade that we used to have and opening the street up. And, you know, the shops in the main street, although people will be negative in some aspects on that, there's some great shops along the main street, and the markets and that festival feel, kids on the back of horse floats, they can decorate it to the theme. You know, that's just one of the things that are popping into mind, but we do have a number of events, and I'm big on that family environment, giving Muswellbrook that theme of what we're about.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, you've got one coming up in September. Of course, the Muswellbrook Chamber of Commerce and Industry are behind the great Cattle Dog Muster. I'm certainly hoping that that will start out as something small and become bigger and bigger too.
Oh, it will be. It will be fantastic. You know, the Dermot Festival of Fleeces didn't draw in as much as they did. Sorry, the Merriwell Festival of Fleeces didn't drag in that many people, you know, in the initial stages. And, you know, we had the Demon Food and Wine Festival.
Oh, yes.
Brought in a lot of people.
Yes.
So, you know, they're changing their mechanism now to what they're going to do. They'll make an announcement. Of course, we're a number of events, but to have another major theme in our shire, it would just be fantastic. So I've said it was one of my main driving forces this term, and especially being mayor, is to really give us a sense of identity and to provide some family-friendly events. And that'll start with, oh, we've got the pool, as I've spoken about, 2nd of July. That opening's going to be fantastic. But I'm hoping that we can kick into the calendar year with New Year's Eve, something big happen then.
Yeah, well, of course, you've got our spectacular that we put on every year as well. That's coming later on in the year, and that's a great family event. And you make a good point about it starting out with, you know, from a very small place. I always think about the Parks Elvis Festival. That just started with four or five friends getting together, and now it's an absolute juggernaut.
Yes, it is, yeah, and that's what I mean. We're going to capture that.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, it's going to be one event we'll have a year, but it's also those little events. We've got, you know, so many. You've spoken about the Christmas Spectacular, the Easter Family Fun Day. I don't think we sell ourselves, and that's what we've got to get back to, the marketing and selling ourselves and getting that event calendar out there. But, you know, we need something as a Shire. Denman will have their event, and they've got a number of community events, but they'll have their main one. Their business chamber is very good. Muswellbrook Business Chamber, in conjunction with you know, the committee that's running the Cattle Dog Muster, congratulations to them. But the more the better for the family and kids, and the more to bring people to Muswellbrook. I'm really excited. I know some information, but I can't throw it all out there, but let's get it happening.
It's what we call a tease in the business. Of course, the one that we've got to look forward to next is the opening of the Aquatic Centre on the 2nd of July. Steve, thank you very much for joining us, and you have a great Tuesday.
Mate, thank you, and same to you.